play for keeps. You know I'm outside, my niggas play for keeps. I've been ballin' out like an athlete. Shawty to my tie, she just right, she was made for me. Put her on a flight, give her life, let her stay the week. Sex, I'm a strike, these are not a D. It's okay on my shoe, got two pairs, cost a G a piece. Said she want Chanel, she want the bags with the double C. I keep the shit on, keep it Gucci, keep it double G. You know we coming live, direct from outside. I just hit a 10, might check enough five. I might get the thin, park it outside. Put it on Pirelli, that's a G on these tie. I might get the Bentley, with the B on east side. Too many Michael Mary, I can't eat in these side. I used to play the streets, used to be on east side. North side, south side, east side, west side.
They gave us
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Between the hours...
Calm down, bro. We have 2 minutes to say it.
I'm just saying. Go ahead and say it.
Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., X-Ray FM may play content that is unsuitable for some listeners.
Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of They Gave Us a Show.
It's Friday night on a three-day weekend. You're tripping out. I just wanted to let the song ride out on the last show. Nah, I was like, we got to cut it.
Nah, they don't get that.
It's I was
cutting into my time, son. Nah, my time.
Bro, I just want to let the vibe ride out. It was a jam.
Nah, it was a jam.
He's on here saying it was a jam, and now he wants me to cut it off.
Hey, man, it's my time to shine. They got to go, man. You better end on time like everybody else. That's how it goes.
Bro.
Hey, you got to be on time. You got to be on time. I'm sorry. That's how it goes.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Any radio station would have been gone. You know this. Man.
First off, no, they wouldn't have because I'm Danny Ocean, okay?
Oh my God,
and they're going to do what Danny Ocean says.
I'm walking out right now. Where's the
like, don't forget who you're talking to, man.
Oh, yeah, Star Award winner.
Star Award. Come on, man.
This guy here.
Hey, more importantly, I mean, not more importantly, but.
Oh, no. Is this the more you know message coming on?
Just as significantly. I'm the best Mario Kart player in Oregon. None of you can touch me.
How come you wasn't at the Mario Kart tournament? Then you so good.
How many people were in that tournament?
It was like 20 people. What happened? Where was you at?
Were you in it?
Oh, no, I never claimed to be the Mario Kart champion.
But you're good at Mario Kart, though.
I'm decent, man, but I'm not like world renowned like you are, man. So, no, I don't claim that. I don't know. Like, games I will brag about is like Mortal Kombat or, you know, Street Fighter or Marvel vs. Capcom, Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that. Call of Duty. Yeah, I'll run your fade, man.
What about Tekken?
I'll run it. Oh, Tekken. Oh, yeah. Throw that in there. Tekken. Yeah, you can catch these hands.
Max Smith said he'll smash us at it, bro.
At Tekken? Oh, my God.
That's what he
Set
said,
this
bro.
Up, please.
Yeah.
Anybody. you got Tekken. Just be get ready to get embarrassed, yo.
So we got some dope. We got some new music. We got
we
some
deuce.
Other stuff.
We really
We got
deuce.
Some throwbacks. We got some good... I have a good topic. I don't know what Shado has cooked up. I also have a good question of the week to ask Shado, so I'm excited about that.
He knows.
I want to save. I don't want to get into the topics questions yet, unless you want to get into one before we go into the song.
I don't want to get into anything.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, bro. Now we just go ahead and get into some music.
So I'm gonna.
You want me to kick it off the bat, or you got it?
I'll kick it off. I'm gonna play.
What you going to play, man?
I'm going to play the new Danny Danger.
Uh-oh.
I'm going
to
play a new
Shout
one
out
from
to Danny Danger.
From No Worries featuring Snoop in October London.
She was a guest here.
Shout out, Danny Danger. And then I got a jam from Elijah Warden that he sent us.
Yeah. I didn't get to tell her, but man, I saw her sing at the National Anthem at the Blazer game. She killed it. Did you get to see that?
Is that the game I was at with you?
No, she wasn't at. No, it was like before that game. But, yeah, no. Anyway, she did a phenomenal job. So, all the best to her. Keep going.
Oh, no, you're right. It was the game you went to without me anyway, yeah. Sorry, we're good to go. Yeah, so I'm going to play the Danny Danger, the Elijah Warden, the No Worries featuring Snoop in October London, and that's produced by Anderson .Paak and written, which when you hear, you can hear the influence. Then we'll come back. Shado's got some jams. We got the new Dante Thomas. One of the new Dante Thomas jams at some point to play tonight.
It's fire,
too.
All
right,
don't
so let's
sleep.
Kick it off. A word from our sponsor. And then some new music.
Let's go, y'all. They gave us a show.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Hollywood Theater, located at 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. The Hollywood Theater is a not-for-profit organization whose mission is to entertain, inspire, educate, and connect the community through the art of film while preserving a historic Portland landmark, showing classic and contemporary films on 16, 35, and 70-millimeter film, as well as digital projection. For more information, showtimes, and tickets, go to hollywoodtheater.org.
Even on my mind, on my mind. Yeah, it's been a while between us two. Can I see you? Meet me on a late night thing. Pull up with that energy. Tell me what's your fantasy. Fast or slow, it ain't a thing.
Y'all know when I'm a
light skin nigga. You think I'm playing? Get the blicky by the lime on. Light skin nigga. I fuck a bitch and then I flick them on my iPhone. Light skin nigga.
I said suit when they ask my government. Mind your business, get some money, bitch. You want that funny shit, but I'm the ugliest. I'm not an addict fully functioning. When the function ends, I'ma fuck something slim. The soup, aka Mr. Mulligan. The cougar smasher and pastor to another friend. I holla fuck the label, fuck your publicist. Fuck the government, black Republicans. Jeff doing demos, the demolition brother man. She cascade like PC. My killing's worth if it worth it, it's a whodunit then. My Africans from the motherland.
fucking motherland.
Mama, mama,
light skin nigga. You think I'm playing? Keep the Mickey by the lime on. Light skin nigga. I fuck a bitch and then I flick them on my iPhone. Light skin nigga.
Ain't nothing to slide on them. When you have a name, niggas lie on it. Mad cause they bitches wanna ride on the D-back when buck ass. If shorty wanna ride with a G,
shorty wanna ride with me.
That's what I told her, if she ready for it. Sometimes this shit is null and void. Make with her once, hit it, now she stalking, got me paranoid. What's going on? In my living room, I'm hearing noises, reflecting on my bad choices. I had them all, I should be mascot for the UN. It's kinda tough when the ass drops, she got me glued in. You wanna call me a dog? Maybe it's my Houdin. Y'all know when I'm a
light skin nigga. You think I'm playing? Keep the Mickey by the lime on. Light skin nigga. I fuck a bitch and then I flick them on my iPhone. Light skin nigga.
We're back. We got Swiggle in the house today.
Yeah. What's the deal?
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for coming on again.
Of course.
And what do we got? Let's get right into it real quick if we can. What do we got coming up tomorrow that we should talk about?
It's my birthday, man. My birthday.
Hey. Yeah. Clap it up. You know, studio audience in full effect. You know what I'm saying?
My birthday concert is at Alberta Street Pub. You dig what I'm saying?
You know where it's at.
Doors open at 9, my set's at 11.
I love that spot. Nice pull acoustics. Up,
yeah, oh yeah, and I got the best sound man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my sound man. You feel me? One of the best. You dig?
And they food pretty good.
I love the sound man. Thank you.
Oh yeah, man. A good sound man is like, cause you know, it's some, you be at a venue and they'll tell you, just don't put the microphone by the speakers.
Oh yeah.
Just keep it up here.
Keep way up here. Yeah.
Nah, good sound man is you know, you can't put a value on that. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We seen a guy cuss out the sound man. Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, one of the shows I hosted, yeah. So, yeah.
Like, I had some sound men that didn't know what they was doing.
Oh, yeah, you got some bad ones out there.
Squeaking, people's ears is hurting. So when you get the right sound man, that's the truth. That's when you got a good show.
Like, what we come to the sound check for if you ain't going to do right?
Yeah, come 100%. On. But it's my birthday, man. Alberta Street Pub. And I'm fundraising for my next album.
Okay.
Yeah, I got an album I'm working on called Fruition. And I already got like 7 songs done for it.
Man,
but it's not mixed. It's not mastered. So there's a lot that I got to pay for. You know, when you're an independent artist, it's like, you feel me? Studio time, mixing and mastering. I want music videos. I want to do a tour this album because I haven't toured yet. You know what I'm saying? My own tour. And now I got like a fan base in a handful of places. So I want to do a tour. Always want to do merch. Always want to do physical copies. I've never done vinyl. I want to do vinyl.
Right so on.
For my birthday, I'm raising funds. You know, tickets is on sale and all that. And we going up October 25th.
Now, if you do the vinyl, you got to let me know because I want to buy.
I got to do the vinyl, man. And that's why we got to do the fundraiser because vinyl is like expensive.
I know,
and
it
they
is.
They don't let you get, like, one. You got to do, like, an order of, like, 100 or something.
Yeah, yeah, minimum 100.
Yeah, or there might be, like, some places that will show you some love if you do, like, 50 or, you know. I think they're starting to do, like, smaller orders.
Is that what it is? I thought the minimum was 100.
Usually, to my knowledge, it's, like, 100. You're not, you know what I mean? So we want to do vinyl. We want to do merch.
The
we
golden era is, you know, over. Because back, if you was, like, what was it, like, 15, 20 years ago, you could have did, like, you like 20 and oh like God. For still.
I still want to just do a tape just to see my
a tape.
My,
oh
my
God.
Album, like,
do they even make those anymore?
A tape, you know
they still
I'm
make
saying?
Tapes?
Tapes are making a little comeback.
Yeah, what? So I want, oh yeah, it's a whole tape culture.
What?
It's a whole tape
I'm not
culture.
Missing
it's
this?
Like tape stores and you know what I mean? So
tape
stores. yeah, bro. I want to just see what my artwork and then hear my music on a tape. So even if I only do, because I know tapes is cheap.
Are you going to feel proud when you hear your songs get ate up? So
like you officially made it. I always do CDs. So I want to do CDs, vinyl, and a tape.
Yeah, do the CDs. Mean? They still making those.
Yeah, CDs always move, actually. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
They have better, to me, they. I don't think it's a debate. They have better quality sound. Mm. Still, like, mm-hmm. I don't, streaming can't match it. Anything mm-hmm. digital can't match what the CD.
I hear people say that.
Because, like, I have a CD player in my car. And my car is a 2017. It's not old.
Yeah.
And, like, when I switch from, like, CD to, like, from the Apple Play or whatever, the CD is, like, way louder. Same mm-hmm. volume, just way louder. It's like, mm-hmm. like we getting cheated.
Turn it up.
We getting cheated.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
like, four, maybe five more levels louder than the when you're, like, streaming or have just basic digital. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It ain't even fair. I have to turn it down.
Come on. Like, but, dang. Yeah, that's why I always do CDs.
Nah.
It's like a lot of people's cars still got a CD player.
Yep.
And then some people just buy it as memorabilia. They just want to put it on the wall or, you know.
Art.
You know, yeah, have me sign it or something. And
I know you didn't sign mine when I bought that triple disc from you.
Hey, come bring them by, man. Bring them tomorrow. We're going to bring a pen. You know all what I'm right. saying? Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, hour before his birthday, chill. It's getting closer. It's the countdown.
The final game.
So do you have, this is kind of just off the topic question. Do you have a specific thing you like to just eat on your birthday? Like, this is my birthday food I'm going to eat.
I like this.
Nothing specific, but. You know, I just want to eat what I want to eat. So I might just want, like, some, like, lemongrass chicken or something with some rice.
Man, that sounds fire. What you saying?
But I might like some adobo, too. I might want some Filipino food, whatever. It's going to have some rice with it. You feel me? But maybe even, like, if I really, really had exactly what I want, I want something, whatever it is, with some yams and some cornbread and some, like, you feel me, baked beans or something. Like, some. Real fat, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like some fried chicken, barbecue chicken or something. If I got that cornbread and them yams, yeah, we'll figure out what the
dang, you making me hungry.
Yeah, come on, man.
We was just talking about this, man.
Yeah, put
some
a
candy
salad in
some mac and cheese.
I'm gonna eat a whole lot, you know what I'm saying?
I think I know where I'm going after the show.
Come on, man.
Starting.
For real.
So this is a kind of a, I'm looking at the lineup for the show, and Arcadia is going to be DJing. You got
shout out to Arcadia.
Figure Eight.
My boy Fig.
You got this guy right here, right?
My boy Line Life HN. Yeah, right. Yeah.
D'Anthony Goes.
Shout out to my boy D'Anthony coming all the way from Seattle.
Freeman.
Yeah. My boy Freeman coming all the way from San Diego. All
right. Money Kid, Calista J.
Shout out Calista and Money Kid. Yeah, for
am
sure.
Am I saying this MLB?
Yeah, Quindo. Yeah, Quindo, yeah. There Quindo we go. Coming out too.
Sauce Game.
Sauce
nice.
Game coming all the way from Seattle too. It's a holiday. Everybody, yeah. people pulling up from different states and cities and all over the place, man. It's going crazy.
So this isn't a bad deal. They're $20. Right?
Yeah.
You got a full lineup there.
And if you really want to get in and you don't got the $20, I'll give you a free ticket.
There you go.
You know, we finna celebrate. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Alberta Street Pub's a spot. They got good food. The bartender knows what they're doing. So
oh,
there
yeah.
You go.
Alberta Street Pub, man. Shout out to Alberta Street Pub. It's always a good time when we go there. When I go to the street pub, they know it's getting serious.
There you go. All right. So we want to play something now? Do we want to get into some of the music? Or is there anything?
Yeah. What's that joint you got called?
That's that bass, man.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to bring my boy up and announce his joint real quick.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, man, this the Haitian, man. You feel me? One of Portland's very own, Killingsworth kid, Ainsworth babies. This one is called Bass because we bringing that real feeling back, Portland.
I like that. You heard him. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
You know, I'm retarded. I love shit like this. Let me show you how Portland niggas do it, though. I'm straight, so look both ways before you cross me. Last sucker tried it, his life, what it cost him. Other sucker hating, but his wife, what it cost him. Thick,
Peanut butter skin, no toffee. Mutter water, sippin', sippin' syrup, no coffee. How you say it's flame, no drink, bro, lost me. Like that shit that go between your teeth, bro, flossy. Bitch, you know the saying, stop bopping, hoe, boss me. Gold in my dental, so I'm never cheap talking. Why these diamonds dancing in my mouth, be walking. Knock two woods, cook blunts, got me cheeky. With your baby mama, pussy cool, hair fleeky. You know I got it on me, catch her baby daddy tweaky. Catch me on the five with the smokers and tweakies. Hard white in they pipe like the inside of a twinkie. Off of far high tech, got me dripping like the sink beat. Damn, a lot of the big homies smoking meth in apartments. Cause nigga, we ain't got no jack. He had a glass pipe, but he broke it on the steps. The little homies seen him and they kicked him out the set. Fuck a text, she want me to slide down, send a check. Probably in the vocal booth, displaying my intellect. She said money maker come, bitch, I'm trying to get it wet. Cause I keep her in my pocket like my little gigapet. They be trying to knock me down, but they might never get it back. These bitches say they real, but really be faking. How real is that? It's a mole in the circle, bro, I think we got a rat. I'm a lion, stop lying, little bitch, use a cat. Niggas act hard, I just ask God like the Jack, feeling godly on my body, bust downs in the track. It ain't a nigga that can say I ain't solid, that's a fact. Better stack after you lose, double down, bet it back.
They gave us a show.
We back.
Let's talk about that real quick. That's a jam, by the way. I dig your cadence. I'm always into like the MCing part of rap, and I dig your cadence on that for real. I just want to say your flow was dope on that. And also, can I ask who produced that?
So to keep it a buck, that's a SOB beat, bro. The boys out of Vallejo. My grandfather come from the Bay, so in my travels down there, I was able to hear some of their music. It's like SOBRBE. It's okay. One of their songs. So I just wanted to redo it and make it over and give it a little Portland vibe. You know?
There we go. I dig it. Thanks for bringing that through, for real.
Hey, I appreciate
it. We got the dumb button. It's all good.
No, I was going to ask, too.
It's all good.
Saved.
It's my boy, by the button. HN, man.
Yes.
Coming with that heat. It's a real I'm surprised I didn't accidentally cuss.
Now you're a professional now. You've been on here so many times.
Nah, I would have let one slip. I don't know how I didn't. I was being smooth somehow.
Yeah, going nice with it. Hey, we appreciate it.
come on.
Keeps us from getting in trouble.
So can I bring up, you had mentioned a music video shoot in Canada?
Yeah. I just shot a music video in Canada and Vancouver, B.C., I rock with the people up there hella super tough. I rock with the people up there super tough. I did a festival up there earlier this year and really just connected with the community. And it was a Filipino festival. So everything I go up there and do is like very cultural. I'm linked up with the natives up there, like the native, the indigenous people of what they now call Canada, and a lot of Filipinos. And I went and shot a video actually in honor of the victims of the tragedy that happened at that at the festival that I performed at back in April. So yeah, there was a tragedy. People passed away. Somebody did some crazy stuff and hit people with a car. And I know some of the survivors. I know a lot of people that were affected up there. So I actually did her song. It's unreleased. It's a crazy record. It's not even all the way done yet, but I just went up there and filmed the video and, you know, did something for the people up there. And because they did a lot for me by booking me for that show and giving me that opportunity to, you know, perform for thousands of people in another country. So, yeah, man, I shot a video up there and it's coming soon. I feel like I rush stuff a lot, and I wanted that video to just be already done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm slowing down, and it really might not come out until 2026. But maybe I could get it done in the next few months, but I'm kind of just slowing down with everything and making things, like, greater than they could have been. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that leads to another question, because I know you were saying you're slowing down, and I hear you got your own kind of timeline where you want to do things. But at the same time, do you say to yourself, like, it is what it is. I don't want to rush this process. I want it to be, you know, what I want it to be at the end. You don't want it to feel rushed or anything like that?
At this point, yeah.
Okay.
I want to try to do things, like, as efficiently as I can, you know, like, when I'm trying to execute something like this next album that I'm working on, it's like I wanted it to be done now.
Right.
I was ready to release it when it was five songs. When it was four songs, I was like, this is good. This is an EP. But then I already probably have 50 songs recorded that are unreleased.
Right.
So I have like two or three albums already. And then I did this song for Canada, and I was like, this feels like it goes on this album. Then I got another song that when I went to Atlanta, it like transpired in Atlanta, and it's like co-produced by my homie Mr. Two Official in Atlanta, and it's just this whole thing, and I'm like, well, this song kind of feels like it goes on this album too. So now it's not a four-song EP. It's got all these other songs, and I'm like, now I kind of want to do 10 or 11 songs. And so even with the artwork, I wanted the artwork to be done. But I'm like, okay, it's not done, and the artist is, like, really good, so I'm going to just wait. Everything with this album is, like, I have to take my time. It can't happen. Like, the artist is not done with the artwork, you feel me? So I can't just be, like, I don't want, like, an AI image or something.
Right.
No. I want something real from an actual artist, you know, or, like, the photo shoot, the video shoots, like, the whole rollout. I need a venue because I want to do an album release.
Right on.
So everything is like, dang, I got to premeditate and like really write everything down and stop trying to rush it.
Yeah. Don't rush your process. Take your time.
For sure. For sure. So, yeah, we working. We got music on the way. We got videos on the way.
Man, forget working. You cooking.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I got a two-part question to that because, I mean, like you had to deal with Jim Jones and Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
So, like, you got all this going on. Yeah. I mean, like, what is fueling all of this motion? And then the second part to that is, how do you feel about your vision coming, like, full circle?
I think what's fueling a lot of it is that, as a kid, like, listening to Talib Kweli, listening to Jim Jones, I'm feeling like, if you ever had the opportunity to work with them or be around them, like, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
And then actually being contacted to like, hey, we need you to open up for Talib Kweli, or Jim Jones is going to be here. We're bringing him. We want you to be there as a special guest. We're going to have you VIP, all this stuff. And we already have a record with Jim. So having the record with him, I think that kind of, and being in the right places, you know,
right.
That was in Seattle. So just being, man, shout out to my boy D'Anthony, first of all. He's performing tomorrow at the Alberta Street Pub. But he was connected to a spot out there in Kirkland. It's like outside of Seattle.
Yeah, and I know where Kirkland's at.
Yeah, they were bringing Jim. And they were bringing him to the club and bringing him to some other spots. And I was booked for a show in Kirkland. And then they saw me perform and they were like, oh, we're about to bring Jim. So even if you can't perform, we got to get you in there. We just get you in that room. So a lot of it is just like, it's the kid in me. Like, this stuff is really happening. Like, what?
The life you live.
Yeah. And then it's like, you know, I am working on an album, so I want to do big things. But some of it is like out of my control.
Yeah.
Somebody contacts you about opening up for somebody like Talib Kweli. Can either say yes or no, but before that, the ball was in their court. So, yeah, there's something. A lot of people are booking me right now, and I'm grateful because I'm still in demand. You know.
Yeah. So. I think you're gonna be in demand for a good long time, buddy.
I think so too.
I think you're good there.
Yeah.
You stay out on the scene. You all in the community. Yeah, you hear your name out there, man. You hear your name a lot.
Yeah. I like that, and that's a lot of the reason why I'm winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just people knowing who I am and talking about me or listening to my music. It's like, it's kind of hard to believe.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you really just sit back and think about it, like, dang, like, thousands of people know who I am, you know, all over the world and all over the city, especially, like, growing up here.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having that vision as a kid, like, I'm going to be one of the biggest in the city at some point. And not being, just being a kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the people in my community have been instilling it in me. You know, when I was 13, 14, 15 in the studio, anybody around me would be telling me, like, you one of the best already as a kid. So, and then as far as my vision, man, I feel like a lot of that is in this album that I'm working on. And it's hard for me sometimes to be in between projects because I'm trying to, like, express that already. Like, I want my vision to be seen already. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
But I know it's like, dang, it's stuff I haven't expressed yet.
Right.
Like, I haven't expressed myself fully, you know? It's stuff that, like, maybe even some of the, like, vulnerable, like, hard things to talk about. Hmm. It's certain stuff that I would never even talk about. Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, family stuff that like we're,
persons,
like,
personal relationships, yeah, things like that.
I see people put, like, their whole life on a record.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they might blow up from it. It's for therapy. Sure. Yeah. But for me, it's certain stuff where it's, like, if I, you know, then maybe last album I just got ready to be talk about certain things. You know what I mean? So it's certain things where, like, I might not never talk about that.
Right.
But there are subjects where I know I can dig deeper into it and be, like, maybe even more critical of myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the music. Because a lot of the music, I'm just having fun.
Nothing wrong with
that. I'm him all the time. You know what I'm saying? But I know that there's stuff that I could talk about. Sometimes I'll feel an emotion during the day, and I'm like, man, people probably feel like this all the time. And if I wrote about this and had the right visual and the right art and all of this, mm-hmm. it's going to be super impactful for a lot of people. You feel me? Because there's a lot of stuff that you just don't want to talk about, but it could help people.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm kind of thinking about some of them subjects because there's a lot of subjects I'll put on a page like never doing. But I'm looking at some of them like, okay, maybe you could do some of these. You know what I'm saying? So.
See, yeah, I like that. I like the vision. Now, I know you got. Oh.
I want to mention something real quick before I forget. You got about a half hour left, X-Ray listeners, to donate to the X-Ray Fund Drive. We got to mention this. If you give between now and midnight any amount, you can enter to win an out-of-order pinball rental where they deliver a pinball machine to your house for you to rent.
What?
There you go.
Run that.
A month of that. There you go. So give now any amount. But if you give us, if you go to xray.fm/donate, any amount so you can hear shows like us and like DJ Cliff, any of the Uncle shows Cliffy. That you like on this station, even if you don't like our show, donate for the other shows, right?
Donate. Mm-hmm. Come on.
There you go. Yes. If you donate 20 plus a month membership level, you get an X-Ray Zip Up hoodie. So there you go.
Hey.
Between now and midnight, xray.fm.
Wait a minute. You get a Zip Up hoodie?
Run the hoodie.
There you go.
Where at?
A minute.
It'll be quality. I've seen them before, so it'll be a quality hoodie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those hoodies are quality. Yeah. I need to get me one.
Oh, wait. That's love. You can get the tote bag. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Tote bag.
It's some stuff,
man. You didn't even read all the stuff. I was like, what you doing?
$15 a month gets you the tote bag also, and $10 a month gets you the thank you pack, which is some bumper stickers.
There you go.
And one of these.
I haven't heard the term bumper sticker in a long time. I forgot that. Like, I be seeing, I be paying attention when I see people with bumper stickers, though. Like, I see a lot of them around, but I'm like, that is a thing, you know?
It
I
is
need
a
some
thing.
Bumper stickers, man. I got stickers, but, you know, is it a bumper sticker? I don't know.
It works, yeah.
If it goes on the bumper,
come on.
Stickers, and it's a sticker. Stickers, yeah. It's a bumper sticker.
Give now to X-Ray. So what song should we play next?
Yes.
Let's do, let me look at what you got here.
Okay, so what I gotta got to get the other one.
We got a whole.
Okay, let's play I Like. There we go. It's a short one, but it's my boy D'Anthony Goes from Seattle, Future and me. We're performing it tomorrow at Alberta Street Pub.
So oh, okay.
I Like.
So we getting a preview.
Yeah, dig. And it's out on all streaming platforms, too.
Swiggle. What's the deal, D? Yeah. Call me what you want, but you can't call me broke. Drink, smoke. Been working all day, now it's time to get lit. I'm so turnt, nigga, me and my
fuck. I like a drink, yeah. And I smoke weed, yeah. Is that a problem? You can't fuck with me. I'm with my friends. That's LFT. city. We turning up in your city. We turning up in your city. What we gonna drink? Drink. Tonight is going down. Are you smoking with me? Me. I like how that sounds. Sounds.
Call me broke, drink, smoke, drink, smoke. Been working all day, now it's time to get lit. I'm so turnt, nigga, me and my folks. Got some weed in the spot, we gon' smoke it right here. If you got some good weed, put it in the air. If you got some money, put your hands in the air. If you got a drink, put your drink in the air. In the air. Drink, smoke, drink, smoke. Call me what you want, but you can't call me broke. Drink, smoke, drink, smoke. Call me what you want, but you can't call me
swiggle.
But you can't call me broke. Drink, smoke, drink, smoke. Call me what you want, but you can't call me broke. Drink, smoke, drink, smoke. Call me what you want, but you can't call me broke. Drink, smoke, drink, smoke.
Hey, wow. So got the dope in the beat in.
Yeah, from Portland, fat.
Yeah. Hey, I'm in the gray Dodge Mag with the sunroof, slapping his gate. Who can I run to? I'm spreading love. I got a gun too. It's no escape. Who can you run to? I'm in the east of the V playing frisbee. A rare sight, and I'm a California grizzly. Bitch, I yield at stop signs. I can't stop. We from the bottom. We at the top. Used to get dropped off, now I'm in the drop. Still getting topped off, now I'm at the top. Came out the mud, they thought I was a rock. Dust me off, bitch, I'm shining. Tony Hawk, hey, bitch, I'm grinding. Bad transmission, bitch, I'm grinding. Underbite, bitch, I'm grinding. Need new brakes, why? Bitch, I'm grinding. Hop out my bed, go brush my teeth. Make me some tea, roll up some tree. Hop on my bike, my round of V. They say my name, I your baby. Back to the crib, hop in the bath. Coconut oil, powder my ass. Time to create, hop in the lab. Toast in the wasp, go get that bag. Go get that bag, go get that bag. It's groceries outside, go get that bag. Is that DoorDash? Go get that bag. Get up off your ass, go get that bag. Go get that bag, wow. Hey. Yeah, nigga, go get that bag. Whoa. Hey.
Let me spread love with this Mac. Brrrr. Nigga, you just got a tat. I got the city on my back. I might be in it for the chicken. But Big Neffy beat the cat. I dropped out of school. I would've went where people I hopped out my feelings and jumped in my bag. I opened up my car door and then I did the dash. Dummy mobbing in a scrape thing. Driving like I'm mad. Let's talk about that Neff nigga. He is super dad. I'm just trying to keep the peace. But still, I got a piece in my jeans. I work out with the plug. That's why I got all of this lean. I kick down doors and bum brush them with the team. There's diamonds in my mouth. I might brush with Mr. Clean. LaRusso got on Crocs, I got on easy foam runners. About to elevate my friends, only talk to homeowners. Lil baby got good head, but do she got a dome on her? She was thick, but the coke left skin and bones on her.
Like, skirt, skirt, skirt.
I'm up the block early morning with the bird. You know that say that early birds get the worm. Big Chang, I'm in her head like the perm. She got fuck nigga tendencies, don't get close to me. I hopped in my bed, bitch, I feel like groceries. Leffy, I'm the shit, big boy toiletry. Every bar I spit, real dope, quote to key. So I can keep going if you want me to. I hop in my bag like a homeless dude. Her baby daddy can't dance, he got bogus moves. I'm a rock star in a jazz band, I can show you blues. Bruh.
Yeah.
Hey.
That was LaRusso and Tope, Baggage Claim to Meet the Pharaoh. And before that, we had I Like, Swiggle, and D'Anthony Goes, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what's perfect is we were talking about playing the next song. Like, eventually we'll get to it, right? We can chill. We can talk. But shout out to LaRussell and shout out to Tote. The next song we're going to play is produced by Tote.
Okay.
That's a good crossover.
Yeah.
That LaRussell show, I just got to say real quick, man.
That show was fire, bro.
Yeah.
He got it in. His crowd interaction was next level.
And shout
level.
Out to the homie Lil Drew that opened up. That's my little.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was. Oh, bike? Yeah. He that came up. That so bike hard. Was sick. That that's Compton
my,
Roller?
Yeah, that's my little
Yo,
homie, man.
Shout out. He got it in.
And shout out to Anthony Rivera. That's Anthony Rivera's nephew.
He was doing I'm a be all right? Or we going to be all right? I think that was the name of the song, something like that. Whatever. That song was dope,
bro.
Yeah,
he had a cool set.
He did. He had a very cool set.
I'm upset I couldn't make it. I didn't make it, but I know they did great, man. Shout out to everyone that was a part of that.
Yeah, they did. You're right. They all did great.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on. I got all the evidence to prove it.
Yeah, LaRussell beast, man. You know.
So how'd the Tope collab happen?
Through my people at Green Muse.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I could. Can I talk about what Green Muse is?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. The black-owned dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's how the Tope, Green Muse and my boy Karanja, he does things like different, you know what I mean? So he had beats from Tope already, and I did like a Swiggle Mandela strain up there, and I work with Green Muse a lot. And so one day we just talking, he's like, yeah, check these beats out. I got these beats from Tope. And I'm like, wait, what? You know what I mean? And he was like, just figure out if you can do something with them. And I got that beat, and it's called Co-Stars. The alternate version of what we're playing today, it features my boy HN and Mighty. Shout out to Mighty.
Yeah, but, Mighty.
The Co-Stars whole thing is like, it's really... It's me and four other artists, because I did two versions. Today we're going to play the alternate version, but the original version is Dante Thomas and an artist named Tanisi.
Oh, yeah, we were in the video, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
So
we were there.
We were in 3.5 seconds of that bad boy.
Yeah.
So I
was in there. Hey.
We did an alternate version because it's like we just wanted – that song was so important. It just had more life, you know what I mean? Like – It had more work to be done on that joint. And Co-Stars, the alternate version, produced by Tote, featuring my artist HN and my good friend Mighty, man. Yeah.
Is that joint. What we're playing now?
That's what good. That's Let's the next one.
Let's go. They gave us a show.
It's historical, nigga. Real Northeast shit, nigga. Green Muse. What's the deal, Tote? Never been a token, nigga.
Nah,
I was broke and my brother's home was broken, nigga. It's a family thing, you know that's the slogan, nigga. Got my daughter killing shit like I'm Logan, nigga. Yeah, smoking on that swap and that's why you never happy. It looked like some mid and it smelled hella nasty. I just left Green Muse and got some fire. Fell asleep in the turning lane, had people honking at me. They wanna know what he's smoking on. Internet niggas throwing shots cause they know he on. Pussy nigga car like it's Pokemon. Stop using fentanyl cause all the good coke is gone. Never played with my nose but I stayed with some O's. I been chasing a check, you been chasing these hoes. I don't wanna smoke with you cause that shit is trash. Smoking on some purple like I'm King Laz. I'm from the town where we known for pimping. Rose City niggas in your bushes like Homer Simpson. Good weed in my lungs. Between her legs and that cat got my tongue and swivel.
Well I'm a dog off the collar. In my grimy days, I used to get it off the. I had to get it off the flower. On my way to the trap, the feds crashed like the towers. And now seconds turning into hours. My nigga got locked, now he in there sharing showers. I say it's mine before I ever say it's ours. Real niggas get took for they get the smell they flowers. I'm bro through the alley hoop, I'm like, why not? I got my son with me killing shit like Cyclops. My middle finger's up, I don't mean to. I'm from Killingsworth, white tees and a Vizu. I take time, I was taught to have patience. You run down, I walk down slow like Jason. I take time, I was taught to have patience. Yeah. You run down, I walk down slow like Jason.
Town business, we need more of that shit. 5'4", but the aura massive. Mighty really forged the path.
pack when I had to store it in the mattress. Now I'm spending more than that on taxes. Damn, what a before and after. On my Ollie, but to the core I'm cashless. Really, they ain't want no smoke since I rose from the ashes. Only handing out roses after pouring out their ashes. And I don't even smoke, but I might roll one up for that shit. I'm just saying. They doing it for views. When I do it, they pan. All them subliminals face to face, they just playing. Just did a deal with Roku and like Goku and Super Saiyan. Six digits. Shout out Tope for the dope. This shit hit. Mandela, my brother forever. That's on La Familia. Real recognize real. Y'all don't look familiar. Get it? Yeah. That's on La Familia. Y'all don't look for. Y'all get it? Yeah. It's Mighty. Mandela, what up? Appreciate you, my brother. Love.
Ready, but they ain't nothing like the goons. Like every day goons. We shoot our shots, so every night it's like a move.
Like a move.
Niggas wonder why that little thotty be so choosy. Cause she know the game with it like a bandit, bitch, sue me. Real thick and juicy ass round, sitting proper like red bone cherry, gon' get her shit pop tonight. Fucking with the boy, I have her ass lost tonight. Tried to put the work in, but easily she lost the fight. Been this way since a youngin', not giving a fuck. If I see it and I want it, you giving it up. Had these niggas on my line like, homie, what's up? Hit my brothers and you know that they ready to cut. Keep that thing on my hip like we Siamese. Grip so tight, man, I thought that bitch was Chinese. Got real gangsters and goons mobbing behind me. On my days, low shit, what your nigga try me?
Cause lately I've been on my shit, so you fuck niggas, get out my way. Fuck niggas, get out my way. On the dash, keep my foot up on the gas. On 9-5, dipping through life. Step up your gang, your gang. Step up your gang, step up your gang. Step up your gang. You lame. Step up your game. Step up your game.
Came up from nothing with the urge to get marked. Got a sack and hit the hustle, have to double the scope. With no guidance, strictly violence, have to silence the flow. Once the mission is complete, they still lie on the floor. Ain't no coming back from that, you still see it in your dreams. And every night they trying to get you, trying to figure what it means. Is it life or is it death? Which call would you receive from the terror that you bear from living larger than your means? You ain't never had it like that, so why you perpetrate? If you solid, then you solid, to come up is worth the wait. Niggas steady rushing, end up murked up in their faces. Catch a case. Some niggas is even banned from certain places. It's amazing. When you keep it G, how they treat you. They always show you love, and the newbies glad to meet you. Cause when you on your shit and you fly in the mink suit, that's when they get bitter, cause you acquired a sweet move.
Cause lately I've been on my shit, so you fuck niggas, get out my way. Niggas, get out my way. 20 on the dash, keep my foot up on the gas. On 9-5, dipping through life. Step up your gang, your gang. Step up your gang, step up your gang. Step up your gang. You lame. Step up your game. Step up your game.
They gave us a show back.
Hey.
Y'all missing out on
the
some
best chicken in the world. Is
best
chicken,
chicken arguments. Oh man.
Safeway. Yeah. Anyway, we're back.
We are back.
That one was called "Step Up Your Game" by Sauce, right?
Sauce.
Yeah, my boy Sauce Game.
Sauce Game
from Seattle. All
right.
Seattle. So I had a question about Seattle.
And then before that, we had the.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead. Go.
Sorry.
No, go.
The. Remix.
Oh, the alternate version of Co-Stars. Yeah. Produced by Tope. Featuring my boy Line Life HN and Mighty, my dog.
We're back. What was the question you wanted to ask, Fido?
Well, I got a bunch of questions, actually.
Okay, come on with it.
All right, where to start? Okay, a little fun questions, though. So, you Seattle, and you performed in Seattle, of course, and in Atlanta.
And in Atlanta. So, and we did Texas this year, too.
All right. But between
South by
between Seattle and Atlanta?
Yes. Who's louder?
Dang.
What do you mean by that?
The crowd. Who's louder?
Oh, the crowd.
Yeah. Who's the hypest?
This year, I kind of did a smaller show in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
So this year,
yeah,
Atlanta.
Okay,
I did two shows in Atlanta.
But
the second one, the first one, I noticed. I wouldn't say they was like cheering crazy.
Yeah,
because I think my sound hit them so different. Because everybody who went before me kind of had the same tempo. That was from like Memphis and then Atlanta and then New York and then no, there was a guy right before we went up. He did kind of like a reggaeton, kind of like island type of vibe. But he was so he kind of started a different sound.
Okay.
But majority of the other artists, they felt like
they were all the same kind of. Okay, gotcha.
And I did Still Smoke Hill. So as soon as I went up, it hit the room like, oh, this is West Coast. I'm the only dude from the West there.
Represent.
You
feel
me? Yeah, and I got the loud smoke and everything. I'm sparking up on stage. When that hit the room,
yeah,
it was like they was dead quiet.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, they was like, huh? You feel
I
me?
I love this.
But what it was, there was a lot of DJs in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of like people with podcasts in the crowd. There was a lot of artists, singers, rappers, producers. So the whole crowd, and it was at Stankonia Studios, which
okay,
Outkast recorded a lot of their hits there. You know, you see Lil Jon plaques on the wall, so it's like a magic feeling there. You know what I'm saying? And when I performed, yeah, it was almost like dead quiet. But when I got off the stage, everyone was like, couldn't even get out the room. Let me follow you. What's your name? Ain't that you? Oh, West Coast? Oh, like, can you?
Right on. That's what I love to hear. So, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Atlanta this year was crazy.
Okay.
Me? But the show I did in Seattle was like intimate. So it was still love too.
Two different kind of energies, but it was both. I feel it.
For sure.
I love that. Now, this is a question I can't believe I haven't asked before.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm asking now. Or I might be shocked that if I'm asking you this first.
Yeah.
You can tell me if I'm asking you this first or not. So, given the name Mandela,
yep.
What's a Mandela effect that you may have that people remember things differently about you?
A Mandela effect?
Yeah.
That people remember things differently about me?
Yeah, yeah.
I think this is a crazy one, and it's not even, I don't know if it's a real Mandela effect, but it might be. A lot of people meet me twice. And I'll meet them before they know I'm Swiggle Mandela.
Oh!
I'm just meeting them, and I tell them I'm Swiggle Mandela and everything. But that means nothing to them. They don't know who I am.
Okay.
Right? So then I've met them. Then years later, they'll know who Swiggle Mandela is. Then they'll see me, and they'll be like, oh, it's so good to meet you for the first time.
You're like, I remember you.
I met you before. Already. And I was already Swiggle. Because there's some people who met me when we were kids or like in high school.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be like, I never met you before. Like, you're from Portland? And I'll be like, I went to high school with you.
Like, dang, small world.
And I know, but I would have remembered you. No, it's because now I got everyone here knows me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the big rapper that is in the building. I got jewelry, gold teeth, and you would have remembered the guy with the gold teeth. But in high school, I didn't have gold teeth. So, I mean,
I had an image upgrade.
So, people meet me twice, and it's happened like a handful of times.
That's wild.
So I'm like, nah, you met me before.
See, that's dope.
I did. For real?
I would have remembered.
Swiggle? Yeah, that name is like when you tell somebody I'm Swiggle Mandela and they don't know anything about you.
Yeah.
That name could just go over your head. You know, like, oh, what, this guy, he's just taking a picture with me. Like, you know, because sometimes I'm humble and I'll tell somebody, like, let me get a picture. I'm a fan.
Okay.
So if they're an artist, like, yeah, they remember some fan took a picture with them. Then later on, they're like, that was you? Yeah, that was me.
Now, was I the first person to ask that question?
I think so.
Oh man, record books. So. Hear that, yeah, Ocean record books.
We did. And I got two albums called The Mandela Effect. Mandela Effect Part 1, Mandela Effect Part 2.
See, yeah. It all ties in.
That was a solid answer to the question, because when Shido's asking that, I'm like, where is he going with this? I don't know.
No, yeah. He caught it right away.
I want to mention.
I knew he would.
About 6 minutes left.
Six minutes.
If you do donate now, between now and midnight, you are still eligible to win the Out of Order Pinball Rental. Hey, a pinball machine in your house for a month.
The pinball wizard, you dig?
There we go. And as we mentioned before, the membership level gifts $10 a month gets you the thank you pack, $15 a month gets you the tote bag, and $20+ a month gets you the rad X-ray zip-up hoodie.
Come on.
Zip-up right hoodies on. Are my favorite. I'm with it. So there you go. You can and you can donate after midnight, too. It's not like we're going to refuse it.
And I'm, oh wait,
we want to hit the goal when we hit the goal at midnight.
So. Yeah, donate. Come on, man. X-ray.
So I know your birthday in like 5 minutes now.
5 minutes.
But when you wake up.
When I wake up.
What's the first thing you doing for your birthday?
I'm finna work out.
Right on.
Finna work out.
I like
with my,
this.
With my wife in the AM. I'm finna, because I got a show, and I want to be like, get the energy up. Get the energy
right
up.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then I'm probably finna watch some anime with my daughter.
Oh, snap. What animes you be watching? Just give me like top three.
Top three?
The ones you watch.
I'll be jumping around. Okay. Like right now, I'm old school. I'm watching Inuyasha.
Oh, my goodness.
Because as a kid, I just watched it like broken up because like my homie had cable. Mm-hmm. So I'll be over there and come on Adult
Back
Swim.
In the Toonami days.
Yeah, and I don't even know what episode I'm on. It just came on. I'm like, dang, I wish I knew what was going on in this show.
You yeah, that me? Show is lit.
But nah, I be on movies too. So like, I be on like, classics, Princess Mononoke.
Oh, I love Princess Mononoke. That's a good one.
What? It's the bar high. With the little people. It's by Ghibli. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, Studio moment. Ghibli.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Like it's like the borrowers. They be borrowing stuff, but I forget what it's called.
Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. I think. That might be the name.
I don't know if that's.
I know
the
what you're talking about. I've seen it, but it was you right.
They be borrowing stuff.
Something like that. Week. I've seen it like so many years ago.
Yeah,
it's an
like
older
some,
one.
I like some ill stuff though, man. I like to. I might just stumble upon a random one.
Yeah.
Just like, let me just try this out.
You ever seen Paprika? It's an older one.
I think I have seen that.
Yeah. Now that one is kind of like where the Inception was born from.
Come on, that's a fact.
So.
Yeah, but I think the original one that I really liked was Street Fighter, the Street Fighter
2. Oh, the real one though.
No, Street Fighter 2, the movie.
The animated one.
The
though,
animated.
Right? Yeah.
One.
Oh, whoo.
Chun-Li.
They cooked.
Ryu and Ken. They when they fought Bison.
Not for kids. They
Come
cooked
on.
In that one.
Crucial.
They cooked.
Some of the fighting scenes was just like, ooh.
Oh, insane. Yeah.
It was real kung fu, and they just really just drew it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the original
Especially
Street Fighters,
that,
man.
That boss fight at the end.
Come on.
That was like the best.
Oh, when Ken was beating up Ryu.
Oh my God.
Up like, against the boop. It was like, oh, okay.
He was like, remember, all swole up.
No, that was it. Oh God.
Man.
All right, what we got? We got some swiggle in the files to close out with.
Yeah.
Yes. What can we pull up? And also donate, xray.fm.
I got a joint called Elements and Minerals on streaming off my newest album. My latest album, The Mandela Effect Part 2, is called Elements and Minerals. I think we played it on here before.
We may have it. Let's see. Do you have that one, Shade? Oh, we have this. We do have it.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what y'all had in the library. All right. Y'all got this one.
We got everything.
You got that Swiggle Show tomorrow.
Yes,
like
sir,
I said,
Skitty.
That's at Alberta Sweet Pub. You know what I mean? We're going to get into Elements and Minerals. Tune in tomorrow night for DJ Cliffy.
Uncle Cliffy.
And tune in for the next show, Long Distance Call. We're going to get this going. They gave us a show.
Yeah. Showrunner, what's going on, my boy? The Mandela Effect. Part 2 with it. Yeah. Killing each other over elements and minerals. We at war with ourselves, not no generals. Tell me, could you take a different role when all your homies selling drugs and pimping hoes? She just want a real nigga and you not one. All I wanted was a bad bitch and I got one. 7:30 more work, show you how to be a boss. You can never fuck with us, you a loser, get lost. It's okay, you quit rap, don't be mad that I didn't. Told you everything I knew, you ain't motherfucking listen. I'm a god like Jehovah, you a motherfucking witness. And an internet nigga, no DJ academics. Rubies and sapphires are my medallion. And I'm with a hot girl, she a stallion. I treat the booth like a confessional. I don't fight niggas cause that shit is not professional. I've been doing my thing, yeah, I've been around. If you don't know me, you ain't from the town. We at war with ourselves, I know